From WXXI News, this is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Our connection this hour was made with a number, 120 million metric tons. That is nearly 265 billion pounds. And it's the amount of global electronic waste on track to be produced by per year by 2050 if current trends continue. That's according to a report from the Platform for Accelerating the Circular Economy and the UN E-Waste Coalition. If it's difficult to envision just how much waste that is, look at it on a smaller scale. That 2019 report says the electronic waste the world produces every year weighs more than all of the commercial airliners ever made, and only 20% of it is formally recycled. If you're like me, maybe you have old, broken electronics sitting around your home that you really don't know what to do with. I know I don't want to throw my old blender into a landfill, and literally my blender was smoking this week. My bullet blender almost caught fire in the kitchen. I noticed it, and I thought, well, that's the end of that, but I'm not exactly sure how, where to go with this. I have got some ideas, and I've learned a lot over the years from some of our guests who are going to be on the program today. Discussions about recycling always light up the phones on this program, and we don't expect today to be any different. People have questions, and good ones, about what can and cannot be recycled, where it should go, when to do it, how to do it. This hour, our guests will answer your questions about everything related to recycling, what can be recycled, how to make sure that what you're sending to the landfill needs to go to the landfill, and how to determine what doesn't have to go to the landfill. We're going to talk about an upcoming electronics recycling event in Webster, the state of recycling in Monroe County, and especially as summer comes up, there's a lot of things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about propane, we're talking about old furniture, you know, deck furniture, stuff like that, picnics, parties, how not to be wasteful. A lot to talk about. Let me welcome our guests. Mike Garland is the director of Monroe County's Department of Environmental Services. Mike, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here, Evan. Thank you.
And Tina Stevens, Education Coordinator for the Monroe County Department of Environmental Services. Welcome back to you as well.
Thank you, Evan.
Adam Schein is with us on the line. Adam is president of Sun King Electronics Recycling. And I think we got Adam there. Are you there, Adam?
I'm here, Evan. How are you?
Good. You sound great. Thanks for being with us. Tell us about what Sun King is, by the way.
Yeah, glad to. So Sun King is an electronics recycling company that was founded in 2000, just outside of Rochester in Brockport, New York. We handle over 25 million pounds of electronics from both businesses and residents in and around the state of New York. And what we do is we bring them back to our facility. We will look to repurpose whatever we can for reuse. Anything that can't be repurposed, we either take apart with our employees that work at the facility, or we put it through our shred system to capture any of the metals from the metals and the plastic from the material itself.
And there's an event coming up Saturday, June 4th, from 8:30 a.m. to noon at Xerox Corporation in Webster. And my understanding, Adam, is it's more than half full, just a few hundred slots left. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. So if anybody's interested, they can register at sunking.com. Sunking is S-U-N-N, two N's, K-I-N-G.com/events. And generally speaking, we sign up about 2,200 cars for our events. Of course, we have some that don't show up, but generally speaking, we get about 2,000 cars per event. And what we do is we book them in 15-minute increments to try to help with the flow so nobody's sitting in line for an hour. And really, that came about when COVID happened. We didn't want everybody to show up at the same time. We didn't know a lot about COVID at the time. So we started to do this pre-registration, and it's been one of the greatest changes we've made. We've gotten a lot of good feedback on how smooth the events seem to go.
So what are the kinds of things that you expect to see on Saturday, June 4th?
Yeah, so it's really anything with a quarter or circuit board, we generally say. So, you know, we're very atypical in terms of an electronics recycler because we take a wide variety of materials. So that blender that you're talking about, that's absolutely something that we can handle. Microwaves, vacuum cleaners, we take certainly PCs, laptops, tablets. Really, generally speaking, we don't take things that are pressurized. Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't take a propane tank as an example. Certainly that's not electronics. It is metal, but we can't take those. Anything pressurized. We don't take refrigerators because of the Freon or the R22 refrigerant in them. We wouldn't take a lawnmower that still had oil or gas, of course. So anything really that has a fluid in it or is pressurized, we would shy away from. Aside from that, again, pretty much anything that you plug in or has batteries, whether it's an alarm clock, whether it's a desk lamp, whether it's, Amazon Alexa, you want to recycle that, we can take all of that material.
Can we just have, Rochester, can we have just a little conversation about propane? What is going on? Adam just mentioned don't bring propane to the electronics recycling thing, which my first thought was like, well, who is going to bring propane? But Mike Garland was telling me before the program began, it happens. It's even caused a fire at your facility.
It sure has, Evan. It's a very serious issue, and this is a great time of year to talk about recycling because there's so much summer activity that generates a lot of material. Some is recyclable, some is not, and some is dangerous. Propane tanks certainly are if they get caught up in trash or recycling. So they should never be placed in the bin or in your trash container. They should be returned to the eco park. And if they get into the recycling center or into the back of a garbage truck, they could explode. And they have exploded at our recycling center, caused fires. I think last week we probably pulled out 3 bins full of these small propane containers that people want to do the right thing.
So they think, well, this is metal. There's no propane left in it. I'm just going to send it for recycling?
Yep. They wish cycle it away. They wish it could be recycled. They believe they're doing the right thing. But unfortunately, they're creating a tremendous hazard.
It turns out that there's a little bit more propane left in those tanks than people realize, too?
It's exactly right.
Okay. So enough to cause a problem anyway.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. That makes a little bit more sense to me. So that's just one, by the way. And we're going to talk about the Dirty Dozen. We're going to talk about summer events and things. But just so you know, if you want to sign up for the event that's coming up in Webster on Saturday, June 4th, an electronics recycling event, 8:30 to noon at Xerox Corporation. You've got to register online. It's at sunking.com/events, and Sun King is S-U-N-N. sunking.com/events. You'll find a list of recyclable devices that can take there. And by the way, Adam, I'm thinking about my blender. I was actually thinking to myself, I wonder if it literally was just smoking because, you know, like the frozen strawberries couldn't get, like they were stuck and... Maybe I'll just keep trying to use it, but then I thought, it's been a number of years. It's probably coming to you now. So that's one of the many that's coming to you.
Yeah, Evan, the reality is that they unfortunately don't make products the way they used to. A lot of these products seem to be disposable nowadays. So if you get 3, 4, 5 years out of something, that's usually a pretty good life cycle, unfortunately.
You know, I don't want to go all full conspiracy, but planned obsolescence, I'm thinking. They want me back at the store, right, man. They do.
That's a good word for it.
Sunking.com/events. Please register in advance. Sun King is going to collect more than 200,000 pounds of electronics at this kind of an event. And real briefly, before we jump into some other things on recycling, I want to mention the fact that, you know, you may be thinking about, you have an old computer, it kind of still works, should you donate it? You have old devices, they kind of still work, should you donate it? Adam, just to kind of put the emphasis on this, Sun King has confirmed donations of hospital beds, x-ray machines to Rock Maidan to send to Ukraine, right?
That is correct, yeah. We always try to repurpose. As a matter of fact, we just did a donation of some laptops and computers to Camp Good Days a couple of weeks back. So we're very community focused. We really try to be a good steward of the community, both by nature of what we do, but also by giving back to those that need help. We've done stuff for Boys and Girls Club in the past and many others. So we always try to take the stuff that we have, repurpose it. We do sell some of it as well, of course. But I want to point out that the best form of recycling is reuse. When you can reuse something for its intended purpose, that's always the best opportunity to continue to give that product life. And now eventually it'll reach its end of life and then, you know, we'll recycle it appropriately. But if you can extend the life and somebody, instead of going out and buying new, can reuse something that maybe didn't meet somebody else's needs but still works for them, that's a win-win.
On the subject of what's coming up here and how to recycle, let me just grab one phone call. Dennis in Rochester. Hi, Dennis. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. Question around old computer tube monitors, old CRT monitors, old TVs. It seems like that's something that's a bit of an anathema. Everywhere I look, it looks like that actually costs you money to be able to put those in an appropriate, safe place. And I don't know if the guest has any advice on, is there anywhere that is taking that type of material? Because I understand there's mercury and there's things that have to be dealt with on a hazardous basis. But I've been sitting on a pile of old computer monitors for a number of years. I don't know what to do with them. And I can't afford to pay somebody to take them away.
All right, let me start with Adam on that one. Adam Schein, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's definitely an issue that we face in our industry is that, and I'm going to give a little bit of an overview of why. So there's leaded and non-leaded glass included in those old cathode ray tube televisions. So what has to happen is you take the whole unit apart. There is a little bit of scrap value. There's a copper yoke in the back. There's some wire and a very low grade board. But then you're left with about 60% of the overall weight is the glass tube. And what has to happen to properly recycle it is you have to separate the funnel and the panel glass. The panel glass has no lead and the funnel glass has lead in it. So they have to separate the two types of glass. In order to do that, some people saw it. They have special machines that will saw it or cut it. But again, every tube is a little different shape. So really the best way that people handle it still, believe it or not, with certain safety precautions is with a hammer. We at Sun King do not separate the two types of glass. We don't want the issues around employee safety. We don't want air quality issues. So we actually get it down to the tube and we ship the tubes out downstream to somebody who actually separates the two types of glass. What then happens is the clean glass gets broken down, crushed, and turned into aggregate for roadways. It can go into shower tiles. They use the very fine glass to strengthen roadways or tiles. The leaded glass then has to go to one of only a few places around the world that can actually smelt the lead out. So what they do is they put the lead in a very hot, or the glass rather, in a very hot furnace. They melt the lead out of it to capture the lead. Generally speaking, that goes back into automobile batteries. The glass is then clean, and same thing, they crush it and use it for aggregate. But as you can imagine, there's a lot of steps in that process. There's a really high cost to that process. So that's why those devices, the cost to properly recycle them outweighs the value gained or derived from them, hence the cost. However, I've got a good news for you, and that is that we take them for free at our events. And the reason we're able to do that is because we have backings of the manufacturers who in New York State will provide free and convenient recycling for electronics. So we actually take those for free at our events. And coming up in 2023, Jan 1st of 2023, there will be some changes in New York State per the state law, and everywhere will have to accept those for free.
The events that that Adam is talking about, starting with this event Saturday, June 4th in Webster, sunking.com/events, S-U-N-N. Dennis, there's your chance there. By the way, if he made an appointment at the Eco Park, Mike, is that a place that this could go?
Absolutely. No appointment necessary for electronics. Sun King is one of our partners at the Eco Park. It's a facility that's operated by Monroe County Waste Management. Presently, there is a fee for cathode ray tube televisions at $15 and $5 per flat screen TV.
I think it's a worthwhile fee to pay to make sure you know that it's going to the right place, that it's not going to end up in a landfill, and that this is the right destination for it. Good luck, Dennis. The number, listeners, we're talking recycling of all kinds, answering questions, electronics, yes, but also literally everything that's on your mind about recycling. It's 844-295-TALK, 844-295-8255, 263-WXXI if you're in Rochester, 263-9994. You can email the program connections at WXXI.org. Elizabeth wants to know, can you tell me how to safely recycle a smoke detector? A smoke detector.
You can't.
No?
It goes in the trash.
That's it?
Yep. There used to be take-back programs for those where the manufacturers would take them back, but they've all stopped doing them. I just had one last week, if that makes you feel any better.
Sun King can't do it, huh? Adam?
Unfortunately, no, we can't. There is a radioactive isotope that's contained in those. I know there's a couple different types, but generally speaking, no, that's a problem for us as well. I do know that there are people out there, or at least I believe that there are people out there that do still try to take them. I don't know what they do with them. And to Tina's point, very hard to recycle item.
Judy emails to say, should hard drives be removed from old computers before recycling? Usually there are bank account numbers, social security numbers, etc., stored on hard drives. So that's question number one she's got. Adam?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's the answer is no, they don't need to be pulled out because Sun King is an R2 certified company. R2 stands for Responsible Recycling. It's one of two generally accepted certifications in the recycling industry. And a big focus on those certifications is data wiping. So every single drive that comes into our facility either get shredded or wiped to a Department of Defense standard. And that is because we just cannot let data get out of our facility. And it has unfortunately happened in the past, not with us, but with other, with other entities that have used some recyclers that weren't certified. And then they've had, issues. We make sure we take this very seriously. It's a huge responsibility of ours to make sure that that all data is handled properly. So generally speaking, if it's less than a 500 gigabyte hard drive, it's going to be destined for shredding. Anything 500 gigabyte or over, we will wipe it and sometimes repurpose it. But everything gets wiped or shredded.
Judy follows up with, can Christmas tree lights and other electrical wires be recycled? Adam?
Yes, they sure can.
Yeah. And you want to add there, Mike?
Absolutely. They're a part of our dirty dozen, especially around the holiday season, where old Christmas lights get hung up in our recycling processing equipment when they're placed in the recycling bin. So they should be taken to the Eco Park, and Sun King will responsibly manage those.
Ryan wants to know, what about 55-gallon steel barrel drums used for two-part spray foam and spent two-part foam canisters? Tina?
No, we don't take any 55-gallon drums. The best thing to do with those would be try a scrap metal yard. We don't handle any kind of, we're not set up to handle that kind of material at the Eco Park.
And Ryan's also saying two-part foam canisters. I guess I don't.
I'm out with that one. I would call Steve Pellets, if you're listening, call in and tell us what the answer is. I would call Steve. He manages the Eco Park.
Okay, and let me grab Alan in Rochester on the phone before we jump in really to the Dirty Dozen and talking summer recycling. Alan, go ahead.
I want to know if you can recycle AA, AAA, C, and D batteries, or do they just go in the trash now?
Good question. Mike Garland.
It's a question we get very often, and they go right into the trash.
Oh, there's nothing, huh?
Nope.
Still nothing.
Still nothing.
This comes up every time they're on, by the way.
Really
I keep
does.
Hoping that you're going to give us a different answer.
Someday we'll give you an answer that you want to hear. But, right, they're not hazardous, and they should go in the trash. Thank you.
Alan, your conscience is free now. You got to put them in the trash.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. And it's a question. Alan's question is a question that a lot of people have had. So that is still the destination there. Now, as we head for summer, maybe you've sort of got the deck furniture out or plastic furniture back out. Maybe you're upgrading or there's, furniture just looking to get rid of. This probably comes up all the time, Mike Garland.
It really does. And as I mentioned, this is a great time of year to be talking about recycling because there's so much activity, outdoor activity, graduation parties, picnics. So single-use plastics, again, are not recyclable. They should go into trash. We talked about propane. A lot of plastic wrap, right, for drinks and things like that. That should all be properly managed. It shouldn't go in the trash or the recycle bin, but plastic wrap should go back to a retailer with plastic bags and things like that. Flower pots, mulch bags, again, those should go in. Those should go in the trash. Tires as well. That's a big issue.
Old tires, especially this time of year, big issue. So what's the answer on tires?
Well, what we're seeing with tires is, if you're you can bring your tire back to a retailer if your tires are being replaced. There's a fee associated with it. You can bring tires back to the Eco Park, and there's a small fee associated with that. What we're seeing, though, is with the advent of a lot of folks replacing tires at home through mail order, that they're being improperly disposed of. And they're very often brought into the city of Rochester. And so we work closely with the city DES to manage that tire waste. But they should be properly handled. Again, the Eco Park is open Wednesday afternoon, Saturday mornings to receive tires for a small fee.
Okay. And by the way, on plastic deck furniture, again, so just the final answer on this, if it's cracked or if you're looking to get rid of it, what's...
Absolutely. Plastic furniture is a bulky plastic. We've got a large receptacle at the Eco Park to take a bulky plastic, old Fisher-Price toys, whatever you may have, deck furniture of that sort, we will accept.
Also, before the program began, our guests in studio were talking a little bit about the fact that this is picnic, party, festival season. Can I ask both of you, how are we doing with making sure that those aren't, you know, sort of big landfill waste events for families and whatnot, and what can we all be thinking about there?
Well, that's a great question. In most communities are dedicated environmental stewards, and we find that recycling is growing. We're seeing participation. It is a challenge with festivals because people inadvertently dispose of trash in recycling bins and can cause more contamination. It's a big effort, but it's an important one at events of that scale.
Okay, and at home, what do you want people thinking about, Tina?
Right. Instead of using, paper plates or things that have to go to a landfill, cups, for example, are not recyclable. Any kind of cup is not recyclable. I don't care where it comes
from. No, like the little red cups.
No Solo cups. No Dunkin' Donuts cups.
What kind of world is this? How? why?
Because, all right, so here's why. What happens is when those go in a garbage truck, they get flattened, okay? And then they end up in our paper stream, and 80% of our stream is paper. We need to protect the paper. That's our mantra. So we can't have those, Evan. And most of those cups, too, especially the paper cups, have a wax coating on the inside.
The wax makes it. But people try to recycle all that stuff.
Oh, sure they do.
I think I still do. And I've talked to you guys so many times, and my habits have to change with this. But try not to use those if
right,
you can.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Use reusable plates and silverware and napkins. You know,
I'm holding a WXXI mug instead of a plastic bottle.
Perfect. The little extra effort that it takes for the reusable plates, silverware, cups is really worth it when it comes down to what ends up in the landfill.
Mike, anything you want to add there?
Well, getting the information out is part of our job. You know, public outreach and education is critical, and Tina's our in-house expert on that and gets out to the community. We've got a lot of great information online at monroecounty.gov/recycling or /ecopark. We've got our own Monroe County Recyclopedia, chock full of very useful information and outstanding graphics created by local graphic artist Chris Lyons. So our job is to get the word out. We're even exploring auto speech recognition technology so that if you're at home, whether it's Siri or Alexa, is there a way that someone could just simply say, hey, is this recyclable? We're exploring it. We think that's really the wave of the future.
The future. I mean, that's going to be here before we know it. Let's go.
I have an answer from our good friend Steve Pellets out at the Eco Park about the gentleman who called in with the spray foam tanks.
Absolutely.
Steve was kind enough to text me to empty the remaining two-part foam mix from the tanks until the two tanks are empty, and then you will have scrap metal remaining, but the tanks must be punctured to show the tanks are empty.
Okay. Excellent answer. Detailed. Thank you, Steve. Rachel writes to say, I have homes in both Ontario County and Monroe County, and the Canandaigua Transfer Station does accept batteries. Not sure why it's a problem in Monroe. So let's start with that, and then I'll read the rest of her note there. Is that right? Do we know that that's correct?
I do not know that for verbatim that they accept them in Ontario. I would not be surprised.
Okay.
It depends on where they take their waste. Because we, in Monroe County, we landfill our waste. If that waste goes to an incinerator, such as there is in Onondaga County, those can be explosive. So they don't want them in there. For example, in Onondaga County, they do not accept single-use batteries in recycling. They have a separate program for them. We don't have that here because our waste goes to a landfill. They are not hazardous in a landfill. And one thing that I'd like to point out while we're here is that recycling is specific by county. So what we do here in Monroe County, because we have all our own infrastructure, we own a landfill, we own a recycling center, these smaller counties do not have that, and they have to outsource what they do for waste.
Okay, Mike?
And I would say, too, during the summer season, folks are building decks, they're working outside, and they're maybe burning through their rechargeable battery and their, you know, whatever tool they might be using. So we certainly will accept NiCad lithium batteries. That's very, very important at the Eco Park.
Okay. Rachel also says, many towns have a free cycle option. People can bring things that are still usable and other people take them. Geneva just held such an event a couple of weeks ago. So it's worth knowing if there are events like that. I don't know, Tina, that we see much of that here.
No, we don't. We don't have the manpower, quite honestly, to maintain something like that.
It's a nice idea.
It's a terrific idea, for sure.
And Rachel's also saying, she says, zero sort recycling has led to much of our recycling being rejected because of contamination. Was it worth it to change that dynamic?
Okay. Zero sort is a certain company's name for recycling, okay? It's Casella. Casella is the waste hauler, and we call it mixed recycling in Monroe County. They call it zero sort. So it's the same thing. It's just they have a few different things than we accept. But for Monroe County, it's been hugely successful. We've gone up at least 10,000 tons a year of what we collect. When you go to everything in one bin, it makes it easier for the homeowner by increasing the volume that you can put in one container, okay? And that's the idea behind mixed recycling. But the challenge to that is we have more contamination, and that's my job, is to try to figure out ways to get the contamination down. And we do that in Monroe County through education.
Okay. Anything you want to add, Mike?
Yeah, if I could, Evan, one of the most important partners Monroe County has in recycling is the City of Rochester. And we've converted our recycling center through waste management to a single stream processing facility. So that makes the collection operation easier, and it makes it easier for the residents to recycle. And if they have a toter, they don't have to bring it out each week. They can bring it out every other week because they have a larger container. It can stay dry. It keeps from blowing down the street, say, and have fugitive litter. But it's been very, very successful. And we've glad to be able to partner with the city because they've been able to roll out a single-stream container recycling program for its residents.
All right. After we take our only break, we're going to come back to more of your questions, phone calls about recycling of all kinds. We are focused on all things recycling, updating you on the latest information about what can and cannot be recycled. There's an upcoming event that we've been talking about focused on electronics recycling, and the folks from Sun King are putting that together. Adam Schein is the president of Sun King Electronics Recycling. He is with us this hour. Mike Garland, Tina Stevens here from Monroe County's Department of Environmental Services, answering your questions. You can call the program toll-free, 844-295-TALK, 844-295-8255, 263-WXXI if you're in Rochester, 263-9994. You can email the program connections at WXXI.org. Someone's going to email and ask about pizza. I've learned enough to say, make sure it's a clean box. Don't have greasy pizza on the box. But otherwise, they would love for you to recycle your pizza boxes. Just, you know, make sure the cheese isn't all over it and smeared. You know how that gets here. But let's be good stewards about that. Let's clean stuff before we just toss it in, even if it can be recycled. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the Dirty Dozen as well. Some of the stuff I'm sort of amazed that it's on this list, and we'll talk about it coming up. I'm Evan Dawson. Friday on The Next Connections, Assemblymember Jen Lunsford joins us. We're talking about the recent state budget, state business, and in light of the news from Washington and the Supreme Court, we'll talk about the future of Roe v. Wade, or an America in a post-Roe country, and what that means for New York. It's all coming up Friday. This is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson, answering your questions on electronics recycling and recycling of all kinds. As we especially head for the summer season, it can be a little more wasteful with parties and whatnot. You might be upgrading furniture or making changes. And this is a time to know what ends up in the landfill, what can be recycled, what cannot, and how to do it right. Dawn first in Rochester. Hi, Dawn. Go ahead.
Hi there. I have a question about helium tanks used for balloons for kids' parties and things. I presume it's not unlike the other tanks that you want to empty them and then puncture them. But how the heck do you puncture them without killing yourself?
Tina,
we wouldn't recommend puncturing them. Two things. First of all, look at the store. Depending on where you bought them, some of them will take them back, which is always the first preference. And if not, you can always bring it to the Eco Park along with your propane tanks, and Steve and his gang will happily take them from you.
Does that help?
Okay, good. Yes, that helps quite a bit. Thank you. I've been accumulating some of these items over many years, and I thought, what to do with them? So,
yeah, don't puncture them on your own. Do not risk your life and limb. Follow whatever Tina says. That's why she's here. Thank you, Dawn. Good luck to you. Another listener called in to say, I just wanted to know about recycling glass bottles. Why is she washing them out with water if they are just going to break? All right. So glass bottles, and I assume we're talking small Coke bottles, probably smaller bottles, et cetera, that kind of stuff. Mike?
Glass is a real challenge for us. We continue to encourage residents to recycle glass. We have the ability to use glass for beneficial use at our landfill for operational materials, construction materials. But as part of the question that was asked earlier about commingled recycling, that the glass gets into the commingled recyclable items, it breaks, it gets contaminated, and glass is highly recyclable. It's the most recyclable product there is when it's returned and managed in the way that we do, say, at a retailer. Like, say, you're bringing it back to Wegmans, and it's separated by color. And that's what's critical for glass, that it's separated from all the materials and separated by color. When it's introduced into the recycling stream at the curb, again, it's broken. It gets mixed up with other small items. And it's very difficult to extract that material and find a beneficial, or I should say, a marketable use for that material. There hasn't been an established marketable use for that single stream glass. However, it's recognized by the state that it's a critical material that we need to find a higher and better use for.
I just want to add, Evan, that to his question about rinsing things out.
Yeah, think of like wine bottles, that kind of a thing.
We recycle water. That's the biggest part of our business, is Monroe County Pure Waters. So when that water runs, you rinse it out, it goes right down through the sewage system up to our plant. We clean it all up, send it back out to the lake, and we're basically using the same water the dinosaurs used millions of years ago.
Okay. But it's still worth doing if you're going to recycle. And what's the bottom line on wine bottles, for example?
Well, wine bottles, any non-deposit glass is an issue right now, to Mike's point. It gets broken. It ends up in that yuck at the recycling center, basically called residue, not called yuck. We have what's called a beneficial use distinction. In other words, the state has given us the right to use that as daily cover at the landfill. Okay. Other than that, it would just have to go to the landfill. But by law, that landfill must be covered every day with 6 inches of material. So we're able to use it for that. We use it for road base. But it's a problem. And the best way to fix that would be an expansion of the bottle bill, which you can ask Jen Lunsford about tomorrow.
Oh.
An expansion of the bottle bill.
Which would do what?
Would include all of this wine, liquor, juice, glass that's not currently included. And then that will go back with the deposit glass, such as beer bottles and some soda bottles now, which is what the recyclers want. That's the glass that they covet.
Okay. When it comes to the going to the Eco Park versus putting in a bin, if I brought wine bottles to the Eco Park,
that's residential recycling, basically
don't
same thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. See, so for all the times that I'm mildly embarrassed about how many bottles of wine are going out to the bin on a Monday, I've got to think about maybe lobbying for change at the state level.
There you go.
All right. Well, we'll ask Jen Lunsford about that tomorrow on this program. Okay. There we go. Let's see here. Amanda wants to know about recycling rotary phones. Oh, keep your rotary phones. Adam, let's bring in Adam Schein, president of Sun King Electronics Recycling. Rotary phones, can you do something with those?
recycle them. We actually, it's funny, we have a little bit of area set up at the office with some of the older technology, and I think we have a rotary phone on there, along with the old Zach Morris cell phone and some other neat items. So we can handle those. Yeah, those are no issue.
Okay, you can handle rotary phones. So, Amanda, there you go. If you got old cell phones, smart, non-smart, whatever, dumb phone,
yep,
whatever you call them. Yeah?
We take all of those, yep.
Take all of those, okay. Is there anything that else that's on the list, Adam, that you can't take that people tend to think that you can?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of them came up in smoke detectors. The other thing is thermometers, mercury-based thermometers. We get those. Sometimes they're not supposed to come to us, and we've had issues where we've had mercury spills and had to evacuate our facility and have somebody come in, industrial hygiene experts, and clean up the mercury spills. So we don't take anything, mercury-based, again, radioactive isotopes in some of the smoke detectors and anything pressurized. But generally speaking, those are the big ones. And then, of course, anything that contains a liquid of any sort.
And I would say thermometers are accepted at the Eco Park.
Thermometers accepted at the Eco Park only, though.
That is correct.
Okay. Sonia in Honeyway Falls says, are aluminum foil and single-use aluminum pans recyclable?
Yes, they are, if they're clean.
Okay, so clean them up or make sure that they're ready to go there. There you go. So, Sonia, the answer is yes, if. Not all messy, but if they're clean and good to go. And how do people do that? Where do you stick that for recycling? In the regular and bin?
Yep, right in the bin. Right in the bin. Aluminum is worth a lot on the market right now. So, by all means, yes, please.
Okay.
Can I add one thing to that? If you've got like a sheet of aluminum foil, say you tented something, it has to be clean, but it also has to be at least the size of a baseball. Okay, so you need to ball it up. If it's smaller than that, maybe wait till you get another piece.
You do want it balled up.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, but not the pans, but if you've got a piece,
the foil. Yeah.
It needs to be at least the size of a baseball.
Okay, there you go. Good information there. Jim says, I often read that a big drawback of electric vehicles is that the batteries from EVs are not recyclable. It appears that lithium-ion batteries are recyclable, so which is it? That's from Jim. Adam Schein, let's turn to Adam, who is, again, president of Sun King Electronics Recycling. What do you think, Adam?
Yeah, those are absolutely recyclable, and frankly, every electronics recycler is looking at this. There are some companies here in the U.S. and beyond that are handling these batteries now. The other thing that a lot of companies are looking at is repurposing them. So you may have a scenario where a battery only has so much capacity left on it, and it's not necessarily right for a vehicle anymore, but it could power something else that may need a charge. So as an example, I know first responders, I think fighting wildfires I saw recently, are using old car batteries that have been repurposed for using some of their equipment to fight forest fires. So there are many applications, even after it might not be able to be used in a vehicle. But then also, once it does fully reach end of life, there are companies out there. And as a matter of fact, there's one right in Rochester, Li-Cycle, that is handling those batteries.
All right. On and on we go with the calls and the emails. Lisa in the city just wanted to call in and say, people should keep their rotary phones because otherwise you need a backup battery in the case of a power outage. Lisa, I agree, and keep your rotary phones because they are cool and that everyone should have them. They're wonderful. Kathleen in Pittsford on the phone next. Hi, Kathleen. Go ahead.
Hi there. A while ago, like several months ago, I was speaking with someone from Echo Park who told me that when it comes to recycling plastic containers, like you get at the grocery store or something, that they can't take the ones that have corners. They have to be either round or oval. And that eliminates an awful lot of possibilities for recycle. And I was wondering if they were ever going to change that.
Well, I think there may be something lost in translation. So hang tight, Kathleen. Thank you for the phone call.
Hi, Tina? Kathleen. I am not sure where that came from. I've never heard anything about corners. In Monroe County, we do only recycle plastics that are bottles, jugs, jars, and tubs. And this is a plea to everyone to stop looking at the numbers and just look at the shape. A bottle, jug, jar, or a tub. If it's not one of those things, please throw it in the trash. Those are the high-value plastics. Those are the ones we know we can recycle. I'm not sure where you heard that, but we are happy to address that with you one-on-one. If you'd like, give me a call in the office, 753-7600, option 3, and I will get back to you.
And to add to that, too, one of the items that people wish cycle are berry containers and salad tubs or clamshells for takeout food that you might get at the grocery store or elsewhere. Those are a huge source of contamination for us. They get flattened. They're flimsy, so they get flattened, and they can get caught up in bales of high-value fiber or other types of plastics.
So don't recycle those.
Correct. Do not recycle those. Those go in the trash, unfortunately.
Can't we convince Wegmans to give us different containers?
You know what I would say? Wegmans is an outstanding partner and in recycling, and they're always looking for ways to minimize materials and packaging, find materials that are readily recyclable, and increase the content of recycled materials. But we have a regular discussion with them about that, and they seek our input as well, too.
Michael, on the subject of Wegmans, Michael writes, Wegmans has recycle bins for their in-store food. Those items are dirty, so what happens to them? I don't know.
I can't answer that, but if Chris Foote is listening, he could give us a call. Chris is our liaison with Wegmans.
Of course, so. Chris is listening. Everybody's listening to Connections. go ahead,
Mike. I was just going to say, too, we've mentioned a number of different companies here today, and I just want to give a shout-out to the Monroe County Recycling Advisory Committee. And that's a committee that meets 10 times a year. It's made up of stakeholders in the community. Sun King has representation on there. Wegmans has representation on there. And it's really a great source. Food Link as well, for us to get together, get input from the community and other stakeholders that are vested in recycling.
Back to the phones we go. It's apparently propane day on Connection. So Kristen in Rochester next. Hi, Kristen. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I've got those little green propane tanks that I use, and I don't know what to do with them. I feel like they're a hazard to put in the trash, and I don't know if they're recyclable or what I should do.
Okay, great question. Tina?
You are absolutely correct that those are hazardous to put in the trash. What happens, Kristen, is when it goes in the trash truck, if the trash truck compacts that tank, it will explode and cause a fire. And the same thing happens at our recycling plant. When they go through the line, whenever they're compacted, they cause fires. One time a few years back, pre-COVID, we had 3 fires in one day. And this is the optimum time of the year because everybody's getting that grill out or everybody's getting that portable fire pit out for this big weekend. Please do not put those in the trash or recycling. Bring them to the Monroe County Waste Management Eco Park. It's open Wednesday afternoon and Saturday morning. You do not need an appointment for a propane tank. You know, you can save them up till you got several and make the trip over, but it's really, really dangerous to have those things in the trash or the recycling.
And Tina, I guess just the volume of calls on propane means a lot of people have these questions,
That's correct.
This time of
sure
year,
do.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Very,
absolutely.
Very,
thank
yeah,
you.
Very, very common. Good luck to you, Kristen. Thank you for that. Brian in Fairport says, through my radio hobby, I often encounter electronic products more than 60 years old. These items may include vacuum tubes containing mercury and or capacitors containing PCBs. Both of these materials should be kept out of landfills. Can these be responsibly recycled? All right, Adam Schein, president of Sun King, what do you think?
Yeah, so generally speaking, we can't take anything with PCBs, unfortunately. So that is something that is a difficult to recycle item for us. The vacuum tubes, not a major issue, but PCBs is a big no-no for us.
Okay. Brian, thank you for that. Jim in Parma next on the phone. Hi, Jim. Go ahead.
Hi. I was wondering, do we look again with the changing in technology of waste to energy as a means of recycling? Because not only do you get the energy from the waste, you compact it, and then you get to recover the metals and other things like that.
Mike?
Yeah, thank you for that question. Some communities rely very heavily on waste to energy for their recyclable items, and it's very popular in Europe in particular. We don't have any waste to energy facilities here sited or permitted in Monroe County. However, we have a relationship with Covanta in Niagara Falls, and that's where we take our collected pharmaceutical waste that we collect at the Eco Park through the sheriff's zones or police departments, and that those pharmaceuticals are converted to energy there.
All right. Jim, thank you for that. Let me get back to a list of things that maybe you're going to try to recycle that you probably shouldn't. One of them this time of year, you see a lot of tarps, and you might be thinking about a pool cover. Maybe it's kind of moldy or old or ripped, and you're wondering, can I recycle a tarp or a pool cover? Or even, I don't know if, Tina, is shower liner in this category too?
Yeah, but
and
no.
And the answer is no to all of that. You got to put all of that in the trash.
No, exactly. That becomes wound around our gears at the recycling plant, causes havoc. So no, and I'll just tell you a really quick story that our friend Steve Pellitz was telling me yesterday. They had a gentleman come in with a cut-up hot tub who was insisting it could be recycled. And, you know, my shout out to those guys out there. They deal with the public every Wednesday and Saturday. And no, you cannot recycle a cut-up hot tub. You are on your own to take that to a landfill.
Let me also just mention that the list of items here that I'm about to read is about keeping items out of the curbside recycling. There are some better options for this, electronics being the big one here. So one of the dirty dozen is electronics. That just means keep it out of your curbside recycling. But definitely sign up for Sun King's event on June 4th or come to the Eco Park and definitely recycle electronics that way. Propane tanks we've been talking about. Don't put that in the curbside recycling. We just mentioned tarps. Don't do that. Food, yes. So food, there's a picture right here of a dirty old pizza box. So everybody's got pizza boxes. And you can definitely recycle part or sometimes all of a pizza box if what, Mike?
If it is not greasy or there's any residual pizza left in the box.
Okay. So what about food otherwise? Food kind of either food items, food containers, et cetera. Food items, put that in your compost. Do not put that in the curbside recycling. Fair enough, Tina?
That's correct,
that's
yes.
That's good. Okay. Anything else about food containers, Mike, that we should be thinking about?
Again, just we want these items clean and dry.
Clothing. Do not try to recycle clothing. People try to recycle clothing, do they?
Yes. And you can donate clothing. It has to be clean, dry, and odorless. Those three things, regardless of condition, as long as it's clean, dry, and odorless, most places will take it for recycling.
Odorless, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, have you met most people? Listen, there's a lot of great places that you can donate to who need the help with clothing.
That's correct.
And a lot of our friends and partners who work in work with the population that is currently homeless, shelters, et cetera, and they often have a list on their websites. They'll let you know, especially during certain times of year, what they need the most. But don't just stick boots, shirts, et cetera, in curbside recycling. Foam items. I'm looking at eggshell containers, et cetera.
Yes. As you know, back in January, New York State eliminated a lot of styrofoam packaging. You can't buy it. You can't use it. However, we still get a fair amount of styrofoam that's used in packaging like big products, like televisions and furniture and those kinds of things. The Eco Park will take that. It has to be white. It has to be clean. It can't have any tape or writing on it, okay? They will take that. They have a machine over there called a densifier, and they actually basically take all the air out of it. And then that material is sold to people who make molding, okay? So that's kind of cool. They do it right on premises over there. But those are the things, one of the things that we just can't take anything else other than that clean white stuff. No egg cartons. Foam egg cartons are not recyclable. Meat trays are not recyclable. Anything else other than that packaging material.
All right, and down to our last 90 seconds, so let me go quick. Everybody should know by now, do not put those thin plastic bags, of which there's a lot less of these days,
right.
But they
right.
do exist. Do not put them in your recycling bins. Hoses, you know, old garden hoses that are busted that you're getting rid of, you might think, can I recycle it? Mike, can't.
The answer is no, in the trash, and they'll get hung up in our processing equipment at the
okay.
recycling center.
Same with rope.
Same with rope.
Rope. Do not try to recycle rope. And interestingly to me, and I probably have made this mistake before, hangers. Whether wire or plastic, can't do hangers.
Well, certainly plastic you can put in the trash, not in the curbside recycling bin. But hangers you can take to the recycling center because they are metal. And we have a scrap metal bin there. We can take that. And they can also contact their dry cleaner to see if they would accept the old hangers. Yep.
Yeah, a lot of dry cleaners will do that. But again, if you've got those metal hangers, you can take them to the eco park.
Yep, you can put them in the scrap metal pile.
But not your weekly recycling
bin. Yep, it'll get hung up in the gearing at the recycling center.
Okay, I've sorry that I've done that before, for sure. we've covered so much ground, and I just want to reiterate that if you have electronics to recycle, do not stick them in your weekly recycling. You can go to the eco park or sign up now for the event coming up in Webster, Saturday, June 4th, two Saturdays from now, from 8:30 to noon at Xerox Corporation in Webster. And you got to register in advance, sunking.com/events. Sun King is SunKing. Adam Schein is the president of Sun King. Adam, thanks for the great information this hour.
Evan, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And Mike Garland and Tina Stevens from Monroe County's Department of Environmental Services. Our listeners are always so appreciative of when you're here. You're making people smarter and better citizens. Thank you.
Thank you. So great to be here. Thanks, Evan.
Great to have you here. From the whole team here, especially thanks to Rob Braden, Megan Mack, Julie Williams, Evan Dawson saying thanks for listening. We're back with you tomorrow on Member Supported Public Radio.